Looking for the top dogs, the Greyhound Form Express.
And joining us to talk Greyhound Racing, George Faroongia. George, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Simon told Helen, sensational there on Thursday night. There are also heats of the RSN Sandown Cup. Didn't go the way most punters were expecting, George, but your man installed favourite for the final.
Yeah, look, it was a huge night of racing. Obviously, Simon told Helen will kick off with him, the greyhound with the Roman nose. The famous face now, Brendan, of Simon told Helen. And there's a really good article on the Sandown website showing how close his career is looking to Fernando Bales at the same stage of their racing lives. And, yeah, look, he's just putting group win after group win on the board. He was just electric again. That middle section, Brendan, is about as fast as you're going to see from a greyhound, and he just blew them away. It was a terrific, terrific win. Jack Spale was good in defeat, and Tigalong Tonk, as always, a very, very consistent chaser. But well done to Simon told Helen. Just the news around Simon told Helen, they're just waiting in regards to the restrictions from Racing Queensland about whether he can go for the Brisbane Cup, which is coming up as well. So he'll be looking for another group one there. Hopefully he gets to go. And as you mentioned, there was four heats of the Sandown Cup. The fastest of them was Rockstar Beeve at 41.69. And yeah, you're right, there was a couple of upsets. Obviously, Mr. Harleywood was installed a $3.50 Brie Post favourite. He failed to qualify after Blazing Cartier. Just put pay to him. She was absolutely fantastic. As you mentioned, True Detective was a good winner as well. Tornado Tears missed by a nose to get into another Sandown Cup final. But
Have you got a fancy? You're going to be with True Detective, of course, and he is the favourite. But outside of him, what do you fancy in the big one on Thursday night?
Yeah, look, as we said, Rockstar Beeve was the fastest of the heat winners. I think he's come up with the best box draw in box one. Blazing Cartier drawn next to him. Look, she is an absolute gun. Her record at Sandown is fantastic. They're clearly the two dangers. In fact, there's four or five greyhounds under double figure odds. So it's one of the more open Sandown Cups we've seen in a while. Hopefully, Bosco can do the job, but look, it's not going to be easy from out there. But good luck to all connections come Thursday.
Yep, the RSN Sandown Cup on Thursday night. We'll take a look at the quaddie at Sandown Park today. First leg getting underway at 5.47, a restricted win over the 5.15. Scratchings here are 6 and 8. Chart Topper $1.90. Cha-Cha-Charlie $2.90.
Yeah, 3, 5, 4 and 6 are my numbers. We've got Chart Topper on top. Of course, she raced in the Group 1 Sapphire Crown. Finished down the track against Black Opium. Before that, her form at Sandown had been very good. Showed some speed, got to the line nicely. You'd think she'd be hard to beat. There's a couple of good greyhounds in the race, though. Demolition comes here with some very nice country form and some fast wins at Warrigal, that's for sure. Number 4, Cha-Cha-Charlie, another one with a fast provincial second, running 24.61 behind Zambora Lion 3 starts ago. His last two runs have been below his best, but he's certainly capable. And number 6, King I Am, racing really well, won 2 of his past 3, including some hot runs at Horsham. 3 to beat 5, 4 and 6 in race 5.
Second leg is a grade 5 over the 5.95. Burn time at $1.35 here off box 7.
Yeah, just needs to stay out of trouble early, Burn time, and he should be winning this race. He's won two of his last 4 at the Meadows over 500 and then over 600. Both against good quality opponents and both in good time, it'd be pretty hard to beat. Off the dangers, I think there's only probably one, and that's number 3, Rising Moon. Has placed here some nice efforts at Sandown. Broken 30 quite easily back on March the 1st and has run 34.60 over the 5.95. So 7 clearly on top to beat the 3.
And the third legger is a restricted win over the 5.15. 2 and 5 are out. Million Mare $2.20. Shani's My Girl $2.50. 4.20 Patches Colour.
Yeah, I think the market's got this right. Million Mare is certainly better than his recent form. He's got a PB here of 29.59. Good record. He's won 3 out of 7. He only has to run up to that PB or even slightly slower. He probably wins this race. Shani's My Girl, clearly the danger. Comes here with some nice Meadows form recently and then a good win at Shepparton. Leading all the way. She should be able to hold a pretty forward position early. So 3 to beat 1 in race 7.
And the final leg of the quaddie, this is a grade 5 over the 5.15. 9 not required. Potent 2.40. Maddie Zorro 4.60. Lady Pandora at 5 and Wimburne Gold 5.50 with I'm a Dominator.
Yeah, Potent on top here after his back-to-back wins at Geelong in good time. Showed really good speed that day. Some very nice early splits. He should be able to to lead, she should and be hard to beat. In good hands with Gus Selkrig as well. Number one, Maddie Zorro. Tassie form was good, but then came to the Meadows and had a good win. More importantly, went 5.10 to the marker, paid $35. Her overall time of 30 and 42, certainly not outstanding, but with her early speed, we won't leave her out. Then we'll throw in number 8, Fourth Dimension, who's really been knocking on the door at Sandown, including a placing in 29.77. He runs up to that, will be right in the finish. 4 to beat 1 and 8 in the last leg of the quad.
Recap of the quarter numbers, best outside of the quarter legs, please, George.
3, 4, 5 and 6 into 3 and 7, into 1 and 3, into 1, 4 and 8. Pretty hard to go past race 12, number 8 on a hard meeting. Black Impala certainly got his box. He likes to use a little bit of the track. Forget his run last start behind Rockstar Beeve. He didn't begin as cleanly as we know he can. He should be winning that.
Best of luck, George, this afternoon, and all the best of the RSN Sandown Cup on Thursday night.
Thanks, mate.
George Ferrugia there.